Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have on with us Chrissy Freud. Chrissy takes care of things, college and also pro football for the USA Today. And Chrissy, thanks so much for joining us. I hope the flight, everything went well with it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's been pretty hectic with the weather and everything. I was kind of shocked, though, because, I mean, all the weather reports came out that everything was going to be fine. And I'm wondering, I mean, I'm over here by Atlanta and everything seems to be fine. It said it was canceled due to operational issues. So I'm wondering if that's the plane or the weather at this point. But certainly, I finally got it fixed apparently like 5 minutes ago. So hopefully nothing else goes wrong. And for now, the Cotton Bowl is still on for me. I did not expect to receive that today, about an hour before I was supposed to go on with you guys.
Thanks so much. You got a chance to talk to Drew Brees yesterday about the head coaching spot. And you wrote about the fact that his endorsement went to Aaron Glenn, a guy that he played with the Saints. And if anything on the resume for Aaron Glenn, I'd put what happened Sunday night with a depleted defensive team, what they did to the Vikings. So tell us a little bit about Drew's comments about Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, he just talked about kind of the way that he's very much for the players, just as much as he values what he does scheme-wise and the staff he can create. It's the way that he's able to connect to these guys is kind of what he said. And he kind of said, I mean, the Saints, obviously, whenever they change over and what's going to happen during the offseason, there's a lot of things to rebuild. And I think that what he looks at the most is who can rebuild the best. And he puts his trust, it seems to be, in Aaron Glenn. And he also said, I mean, not just that he's great with interacting with players, but he's an exceptional teacher. And that he thinks that it's going to accentuate what New Orleans currently has in the locker room with the talent. I mean, that was one thing that Drew kind of went into, is that he thinks he kind of took the approach that a lot of the issues the Saints had were related to injury rather than talent and things of that nature and coaching, which he didn't really mention. And, you know, among the fan base, a lot of people are pointing to a lot of things other than injury. So I think it just comes down to Aaron Glenn's experience with the Saints, his connection to the Saints, and then also the success that he's had elsewhere. I mean, he's going to be hotly pursued by at least three teams that I've seen so far. So it's going to be interesting to see who gets him, but there's no question he's going somewhere.
Yeah, he's going to have some opportunities a couple different places. Did he bring up what he thought would happen 2025 is from a quarterback standpoint? Because for all of us, I know the fans not going to like this, but Derek Carr, I think, is going to be back. And that's, to me, there's a financial part of this that you have to understand. And there's no star quarterback in this draft class that you have to give up a lot. And you got a lot of holes on this football team. Did he talk about the quarterback situation for the Saints?
Yeah, he did talk about that. He didn't really discuss Derek Carr and his solidity there that much. But he did go into Jay Kaner and Spencer Rattler. And I think kind of the synopsis of all that is they have had their rookie growing pains from time to time, but he thinks that both of them suit the offense very well. But the other thing he mentioned that I think that we all have to take into account is what type of offense are the Saints going to run next year, because the coaching staff of the Saints is going to be largely different next year. So it's going to be curious to see kind of the adjustments that they make. But he basically said that he thinks that both of them have a lot of special qualities and unique traits, and that he thinks that they made the most of their opportunity, which is code for, I don't want to tell you what I think.
I got you. I know exactly where you're going.
To a certain extent, but I think that he appreciates some of the things that those guys have done. And we have to consider, as frustrating as it is for the fan base, just the circumstances. Neither of these guys have a significant amount of in-game reps, and both of them were thrown into the fire with no notice whenever they took the field. So, I mean, you have to be ready whenever your name is called upon, but it was the most unideal of unideal situations. It happened twice in that season, and then they didn't consistently stick with one guy. They kind of went back and forth before going over to Spencer Rattler. And so I think they were up against a lot more adversity than people might take into account. I mean, as cliche as that sounds, I think that just getting into the head of a rookie quarterback or a quarterback without a lot of in-game reps, it's a lot more difficult than people would like to think.
Chrissy, I'll get your opinion on this, because I think with Aaron Glenn, he's going to get a spot. The big hire for him is going to be how that offense is run. because, okay, you don't know both sides of the football. You're either a defensive-oriented guy or an offensive-oriented guy. And he is. He certainly, as a player, as a coach, has been on the defensive side of the football. I think the big hire for him would be who runs his offense, who's going to be his quarterback coach. And I thought about that when Teddy Bridgewater says, you know what, I'm going to give up high school coaching, and I'm going to go coach with the Lions. And I would wonder a little bit, because there's some connections there with Teddy. Would he think about bringing in Teddy Bridgewater as, I don't know if his OC, but quarterback coach, passing game coordinator? He's played in this league, and it's not like, you know, because in today's world, a lot of these players are, man, what? You telling me to do that? You ain't never played in this game before. You can't tell that to Teddy Bridgewater, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see who he decides to bring over. But based on what Drew Brees said, if he told me that if he could pick someone, since the Saints have had kind of a habit of hiring within, he says that in recent history, he said he wants Clint Kubiak. So, okay. I mean, if they take somebody from within, he would be trusting of Clint Kubiak all the way up to the head coaching position. So I think from at least the eyes of Drew Brees, that the offensive coordinator, they should absolutely retain him. I mean, he really liked what he did in his first game, his first year with the team. He said that he really liked the shifts, the movement, the run game scheme, and then the play action that came off of that. So I think he wants to see the Saints continue to do all of those things. And, I mean, it was very polarizing, because I released that as well from our interview. Very polarizing, because the first two, but really when you step back, Drew Brees has a really fantastic argument here, even though a lot of people don't like Clint Kubiak because of the way that the rest of the season went. But the first two games of the season is as healthy as the team was. And it's really important to go back just through the timeline of injury, because it's even more extensive. And I feel like people have kind of forgotten about how much it's really affected the team. But they put two back-to-back just awesome offensive performances together, combining for 91 points over those first two games. And so you kind of ask yourself, there were some other factors that went into it, but if the team had stayed fully healthy, could they have continued that consistently under Clint Kubiak? And then also just his first year. So what can he do in his second year? So I think there should be a case made, and Drew Brees would obviously agree, that maybe Clint Kubiak should be retained in some capacity.
Chrissy, before we let you run, you mentioned the Cotton Bowl. I just wanted to ask you about it, because Ohio State versus Texas in Arlington, it's very, very exciting. I can't wait for it this Friday. And what have you seen from Ohio State so far? Mike and I have talked a little bit about it, where they just basically demoed Tennessee and then Oregon back-to-back. I mean, can anyone stop this Buckeyes team at this point?
I want to see how Texas covers Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, I don't know
good
if anyone
ruck.
Really can. Yeah,
good ruck.
I think that Jeremiah Smith, it's early, but he looks like a generational talent.
Yes, he does.
It's the way that he's, I mean, it seems like every single time that I watch an Ohio State game, he's broken one record or another. You can hardly believe that he's really just a freshman. And I think that that's by far their most key and dominant player. And then Will Howard has had several explosive performances as well. And Texas's secondary has been pretty good, but I mean, it's also been suspect at times. And so if Will Howard and the Ohio State Buckeyes can get things going through the passing game with Jeremiah Smith, and Texas can't keep up and can't cover him, I think it's going to really spell demise for them.
Chrissy, thanks so much for joining us. I know everything was kind of working in different directions. Good luck. I hope all travels are good for you.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Chrissy Freud, who covers both college football and the NFL for USA Today, had that interview with Drew Brees, and she gave basically Drew told her about what he thinks about quarterback position, also who he would pick, and that would be Aaron Glenn as head coach.